I'm going to give everyone a couple minutes to essentially get that open and get some more people in here. I'm going to start at 9:05 and then we're going to get moving. If you're not someone who's talking, please go ahead and mute yourself as well when you guys get in here.
If you are not somebody who's running the meeting. If that worked.
Eli, I just muted everyone except for mods and stuff, just that way people wouldn't keep keying up.
Okay, that's cool. Alright guys, we're basically going to go through this this whole thing, and then at the very end I'm going to circle back and let anyone ask some questions. Just so everybody knows, essentially this is the general version of the document. So this is where basically anyone, like people in this Discord or whatever, there's a very, like, a more detailed one for leadership. So if you're part of a group, your leaders should have that version, and if not, you should have them message me as soon as possible. But basically this is going to be the general version we're going with, just because we're not sure, like, you know, exactly how secure all everything is. So I'll go ahead and start now. So essentially, what's going on is that the city, as you guys all know, is telling us that we have to move our rally to McIntyre Park, and they're keeping the counter-protesters' permits at the other two parks. Our legal team has gone ahead and filed the injunction and lawsuit and all that other fun stuff, and is working on essentially getting our permit reinstated at the same location that we originally booked the park for. Essentially what that means is that we are still up in the air. So essentially, like, tomorrow there could have be a court case, an emergency court case. We could win and we could be good to go and our original plan could be fine. Or, you know, we, like, many different things can happen. So I'm going to basically kind of go over the, you know, general idea of what's going on through the whole thing, some, like, you know, rules and guidelines, stuff like that. And then, like I said, take questions. So, friendlies, I mean, everyone basically knows who's coming to this rally. Essentially, hold on a second. Okay, essentially, if, you know, if you're in here, you know who's coming to this rally. We're going to have alt-like people, we're going to have Oath Keepers, we're going to have, you know, tons of different types of people, every source of flavor of alt-right. The enemies and counter-protesters, so basically all essence that we have, is well over 3,000. I think that it's probably going to be, it's essentially what's going on is the entire town of Charlottesville is going to be coming out to do this, as well as anyone who is in school early, and then the Antifas are, you know, busing people in from all sorts of other cities and stuff like that. With that being said, there's also going to be a potential for infiltrators on our side, well, the right wing, you could say. So we should be careful of some of the Proud Boy types and white and even some white nationalist groups, and just be wary that, like, you know, some of them are, you know, want to cause damage as well. So the Discord. So on the day of the rally, everyone should be keeping the @everyone tags to an out, like, a complete minimum as we possibly can, outside of critical information. It's gonna be very, very, very important. Doxing and security stuff. So everyone that's going to this rally, you should understand that you are essentially, like, risking that you'll be doxed. Now, I don't think they're ever going to dox everyone at this rally or anything like that, but just realize that you are going to a public event, and there's going to be literally, like, thousands of cameras there, and media and all sorts of other stuff. So, like, you could just be standing there in the crowd, but hey, you know, MSNBC or something was, like, filming there, and now you're in the background and, like, some people, like, recognize you from work or your hometown or whatever it is. Just everyone should realize that. Part of that means that you should also, if you are trying to avoid being doxxed, you should not be using credit cards or debit cards or any checks. You should only be using cash for the rest of this or for this entire trip, if you can help it. Assume every single business or store clerk is, like, against us, and also assume, like, even if you might look nothing like, you know, yeah, if you don't have, like, a fashy haircut or whatever, just assume every person that's white in these towns are going to be assumed with us. So yeah. And also, you're gonna basically be recorded at all times. So you should also, if you're within a group of people, you should, like, basically, like, use nicknames and things like that. I actually know a couple of people who get doxxed because they go to rallies and someone's like, "Hey, you know, hey Joe, can you come here or whatever?" So that's one thing to realize. The entire time while you're at this event or while things are going on, it's, like, very important that you stay with people. Like, never be by yourself. From the time you get in town Friday until the time we leave Sunday morning or Saturday night, whenever you leave. Okay, women. So, originally this is, you know, one thing, but now things are heating up. I recommend that women try to stay out the front lines of what's going on, and help set up at the after party. We have a location set aside for women that will be released Friday night. However, if you are a woman, you're going, we're not going to ban women from coming, essentially. But if you are a woman and you're not going, you know, you can do the social media stuff, help us gather and organize the intel, and then also prepare for the after party is the big things. Also, just so everyone knows, and this is another point, but I'll just start this now, since it's kind of involves women, the bathroom thing. So our porta johns were canceled, so the bathroom situation is going to be pretty difficult there. It's essentially going to be, you know, groups of people going to the bathroom, and there's public bathrooms in the area that we'll have marked off and let everybody know about. So that is one thing to recognize. Friday night. So last time we did this, we had people go out Friday night, and, like, essentially, like, people got doxxed, and, like, there was just bad stuff because people went out and, like, got drunk and, like, you know, whatever happened. We highly recommend that you do not go out Friday night, especially – this one, since it's public and all sorts of other stuff. Basically, anyone, again, who's white and in this town this weekend is going to be assumed to be one of us, unless they're, like, a total cuck or whatever. Weather. So it is supposed to rain on Friday or Saturday. It's supposed to be scattered thunderstorms, and that forecast keeps changing, so just be on the lookout for that. Okay, so legal stuff. So essentially we have a legal team who can help with things going forward with this rally. The general legal fund that we have, we're actually holding off on just for now. But anyway, I actually should have removed that piece. But anyway, one second, let me just highlight that. Essentially what's going on is we have a legal team that can help out people that in relation to this rally. So right now, the first thing that they're doing is they're worrying about the permit, okay? So the big deal right now is trying to get this permit reinstated so we can, you know, move forward with what we were doing, which would basically mean the police will have to protect, like, you know, offer their protection for the rally and, you know, help our people come in with our vehicles the way we were supposed to and all that other fun stuff. Another thing that we've known that's basically been happening is the lodging and Airbnb cancellations, things like that. We are looking at potentially coming back after the rally and potentially having a court case about those as well. The main thing, though, is the incidences at the rally. So essentially what we will have is we are going to have, like, people, like, we will have a legal team set up that will be able to help people who might get in trouble at the rally. Now, with that being said, it's very important that you are in the right. So if you, like, went up and just, like, punched somebody because they called you a Nazi or whatever, like, we can't help you if that happens. It's also important to notice, like, even if you are in the right, I mean, you are essentially going to be, first of all, like, if you're arrested, you're going to be doxxed no matter what. Like, the arrest record and all that other fun stuff will be there. But also, like, they're not going to be fair to you. So even if you are, like, legally within your right and all that other stuff, it's just, you know, you want to try to stay away from any kind of issues like that. Okay, so next I'm going to go over the list of equipment and things like that. First thing I'll go over is guns. So we are not going to prevent anyone or take anyone's guns, as long as you guys are doing it legally is the main thing. So anyone who is, you know, bringing a weapon, you must be within Virginia state laws. And if you use your weapon, you're essentially going to basically be, like, national news, like you said in the last meeting, like Zimmerman style. Like, it's just not going to be good for you. Even if you were totally in the right, I mean, like, Zimmerman did nothing wrong, too. So, I would just basically tell anyone who is bringing a gun or bringing a weapon that you should be only using that, you know, as a method to, like, save your life kind of thing. And basically be within the law as well. So, and then realize, too, that we have so many people that, like, you know, if someone, like, comes up and, you know, hit somebody or something like that. Like, it's not a reason to, like, pull out a gun or anything like that. I mean, this is pretty obvious stuff, and I trust that most of the people who are bringing are responsible. Can everyone mute their mic if they're not talking? Kurt, can you mute your mic?
Oh, what is it? Is it?
Yes. Yeah. The next thing, knives and tasers. So we are, no knives and tasers is going to be our rule for this. The knives thing is because the laws are so basically, like, sketchy and gray. Like, you can't be larger than, like, an iPhone. And, like, essentially, even if you had a legal blade that you were allowed to carry, if you used it, it would basically, the court case would be almost impossible to win. And then the taser thing are always illegal. This includes, obviously, switchblades, Bowie knives, machetes, stuff like that. The next thing, masks, face coverings, gas masks. Actually, one second, guys, I gotta send somebody something really quick. Sorry about this. Okay, sorry. Let's see here. Okay, masks and face coverings and gas masks. So, it is illegal to have masks and face coverings in the state of Virginia. It's like an old KKK thing. So, Essentially, do not be wearing gas or face coverings or masks or bandanas or anything like that. We do think that they're going to force that on Antifa. But what's different about Antifa in Charlottesville is that they don't really need to cover their face because it's sort of like their place, their town, or whatever. Now, what we will say is there is a caveat to this. Essentially, if you have a breathing condition or if there's like a reason that you think that you need to have a gas mask, just in case like tear gas is used, which it was used at the KKK rally against the counter demonstrators, or anything like that, we will not basically like take that from you. However, you should basically keep it like you know, away from plain view, keep it on a backpack or whatever you need to do. So yeah, we won't be going at, you know, we won't be taking your mask away or anything like that. And then the other thing is that if you do get in like legal trouble with the mask, we probably won't be able to help you. So I mean, use one at your own risk if you do have one. Flags, flagpoles, and shields. So we have not been given good guidelines on the shields, but we are essentially are going to say that you should not be using wooden sticks or anything like that. You should basically be using like hollow PVC pipe or anything like that, like something that's very like, you know, not something that's super strong or anything, and you shouldn't really use it as a weapon. Shields. So we are going to be, there's going to be a lot of people bringing shields, which is great. But we are unsure if shields are going to be confiscated or not on site. It's going to basically be determined by like the police scenario and all that other fun stuff. You know, comply with what the police say. So if like we start heading to Lee Park or we're going to, you're heading to Lee Park and the police come up and try to take your shield or whatever, just comply with the police and we can deal with it afterwards is essentially how we're going to operate. And when using a shield, obviously keep your shield as a defensive tool only. Helmets. So we recommend that you bring a helmet to protect your head. It's going to be pretty important. We have had reports that there are Antifa threatening to basically fill bottles with cement to throw them, as well as there are piles of bricks scattered throughout the park area, all around the park area. So we recommend you bring a helmet. You can like go buy like a crappy baseball or skateboard helmet, and it honestly should do the trick probably. However, whatever helmet you do bring, do not bring a helmet with like a face mask, because somebody can grab onto that and like basically like whip your neck back and like snap your neck, honestly. Pepper spray. So you may bring pepper spray, but it's highly discouraged. The main reason is, pepper spray is legal in Virginia, but essentially what we've been told is that if your pepper spray hits a bystander, you can get in a lot of trouble for that. Essentially like an assault charge. So we recommend that you don't bring pepper spray if you can help it. However, if you do bring it, we recommend you get the gel type, which is much easier to use for accuracy's sake. The next thing, water and food source, and this is going to be extremely important at the day. So even if it rains, it's still going to be hot, guys. And I know like a lot of us are from the South. I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania, so I might not be used to the climate. I've been living in the South the last couple months, but like everyone needs to be drinking water starting like now. You should basically be incredibly hydrated for this event. And essentially, bring power bars or whatever you can carry on you for food at the event as well. It could be raining again, so it is what it is. And then also, if you have a camelback system, that's a great thing to use, or if you want to go out and get one. Essentially, it's just like a backpack of water kind of thing. The last thing we're going to talk about is the tiki torches and oil for them. We will go over this soon, but essentially we are doing a torchlight event on Friday. I'll go over the details, but anyone who doesn't have tiki stuff now should go out and get it basically tonight or tomorrow morning. And if you can get extras, that'd be great. All right, rules of engagement. Essentially, I had already kind of touched on this, but we need to avoid extreme violence. Like, essentially, like if this rally turns into like the a crazy street brawl that we started, like that's not as good as if we were to just do what we like to go there, do what we say we have to say, and let the left look like idiots. If you are carrying, again, follow Virginia state law. Again, recognize that you would be treated unfairly in court. The police have been very hands-on with communications and, they've basically were hands-on with, how they've dealt with things like this. Essentially what we've talked to the police, they know that the left are the ones who are violent, so it's not us who causes the issues. So general conduct, and I know a lot of like people are going to roll their eyes and all this other stuff, but I just want to make it very clear. Essentially, this rally is for, the purpose of this is to gain sympathy for, you know, pro-white advocacy, as well as a general uniting of the right wing against these communists who are going to come shut this down, okay? So the idea of, like, basically being edgy for edgy's sake is just not something that you need to do. I used an example in here of the Roman salute and the thing, but, like, honestly, like, going up to, like, MSNBC and then them interviewing you and you saying something, it's like, yeah, I actually think that we should kill every non-white on the planet. Like, again, I don't necessarily, like, you know, have an issue with listening to that on a podcast or whatever, but if you are going to do something like that, like, just for the sake, like, even if it's your true belief, like, that's not the objective of this rally. So we should try to keep it as, you know, as with the objective of trying to gain sympathy for a pro-white rally, or pro-white rally and an anti, really, I mean, erasure of history and this communist shit that we all are aware of. Okay, so underage drinking. Underage drinking. I've already gone over basically this before, but essentially, no one is underage drinking at this thing. At all of the events that we go to from now on, like, this is going to need to be a rule. If someone gets booked, it's going to be a big deal, and it's like another doxing thing too. So if you are between the ages of 18 and 21, do not be, or I mean, I guess under the 21, do not. Underage drink, like, do not be drinking. Even if it's at, like, a private party, like, it's very easy for the police to come. Police came to our last after party too. Luckily, obviously, no one got hit with underage drinking, but it could have happened. Social media stuff. So the main thing with social media stuff is to be paying attention to Discord the day, you know, from basically from now until the end of the rally. I put some Twitter accounts on there that you should basically pay attention to, or you're going to see a lot of stuff come out at. But the main one will be Wyatt, as Wyatt's going to be kind of, like, helping spread our hashtags and things like that the day of. If you know anybody who's not going to the rally, you need to basically be bullying them or telling them that they need to be shilling this thing and, you know, helping us remotely from what they're doing and stuff like that. Okay, so I've gone over kind of, like, all the general information about the rally. Now I'm going to go over, like, essentially what the plan for the rally is. And what we're doing, and kind of like the timeline. Again, this is like the summary version, so it's not like super detailed or anything like that. But the essential, like, knowledge that you need to know will be at the very end, like the times and things like that. And then the most important thing will obviously be to pay attention to what's going on in the Discord and things like that. Okay, so we have three separate plans. It's Plan Green, Plan Yellow, and Plan Red. Essentially, Plan Green is going to basically be the initial plan that we had with the permit. So this is going to basically be, you know, we go, the permit starts at 10 a.m., and we go and we have our rally with our speakers, and the police protect us, and they put up their fences and all that other stuff. Basically, if we win the court case. That plan is essentially like the rally point that we talk about here, rally point one, is what's called McIntyre Park, the park that they wanted us to move to. Okay, I'll talk about this in a little bit. The Plan Yellow is essentially something that we would let everybody know that's in here, hey, you know, we're going with Plan Yellow Friday night, so that everybody knows essentially as many people as we can get to the park to hold the ground at 600, okay, 6 a.m. The reason behind this is when the park opens, and the police have said that they would keep people out, out of the park before that anyway. And this is going to be in case of essentially, like, let's say we don't win the court case and the police say, like, they're not going to enforce our permit. So we kind of have to take the ground ourselves and secure the ground ourselves. If that's the case, everything's going to basically be moving forward or, you know, backwards in time or whatever. So instead of kind of starting the rally at 12, it's going to be starting at 10, but we need people to start going there and securing the grounds at 6. It's going to be very important that you kind of listen to what plan we're going to go with. And then the final plan, Plan Red, I won't get into too many details, like, as far as, like, how the moving parts work here, but what really matters is that this is if we lose the court case and then the police or the town tells us, if you show up, we will arrest you, or, you know, you're banned from Lee Park, or you must stay in McIntyre Park, or whatever it is. If that's the case, we are still going to Lee Park. Essentially what this plan would look like is that we would go to McIntyre Park, the people would do their speeches with the audio and things like that, and as soon as we're done, we will group up. And we will, anyone who wants to still go, we will march to Lee Park anyway. There's a high chance that those people, if we do this, would be arrested, or there would be issues. But you know, that it is what it is, and we encourage everyone that wants to go to that or wants to do that, if that's what happens, happens. I don't think that that's likely, but we still are planning for it just in case. Essentially, like the police being hostile. And we will let everyone know which plan like is we're going with and all that other fun stuff in the Discord the night of Friday or Friday night. Okay, so the Torchlight Rally. The Torchlight Rally is going to be Friday night, and it's going to be at the Jefferson Monument near UVA. And we're going to be doing it at nighttime. Nighttime starts at 9:47 at night, so we're essentially have to do it pretty late. We're going to be meeting at 9:30 at Nameless Field. It's called in Charlottesville. So if you like, go on Google Maps and you look up the Jefferson Monument in that area, you'll see right next to it is something called Nameless Field. You should just basically that's where we're meeting. There's parking all over the place. You might have to walk a little far, but there's parking all over. And essentially, park there and be at the field no earlier than 9:30. So like, if you show up too early, it's going to alert them. Like I said, they're going to think anyone who's white is one of us. So if a bunch of white people start meeting at some like little, you know, open field area, like that's, you know, that's not a good idea. So essentially what we're going to do is at 9:30, everyone start meeting there, and at 10 o'clock, so right after it turns dark, we are going to march from that field or from that area to the monument. We are going to have some speech given. There's going to be some chants. And then we're going to sing Dixie. And then we're going to put out our torches and march back to Nameless Field together. And everyone will leave in teams back to their cars. It's extremely important that, and nobody mentioned this outside of our circle. So, like, don't tweet out, oh, on my way to the Torchlight Rally or whatever. Basically, we know that the liberals think we're going to do this Saturday night after the rally. So we're basically doing it the night before instead to try to basically, you know, trick them or whatever, or, you know, keep them from basically doing what they're going to do. And also, the reason we're doing the Jefferson one is because they have said that that's kind of the next one they want to go after, which is, I mean, totally foolish. And it kind of shows that it really is about the reason they want to take these down is an anti-white thing. But anyway, the Dixie thing. So I will be putting out in the announcements the version of Dixie we will be using. There's many versions of Dixieland. Essentially, that version, everyone needs to learn it. So, you know, if you need to print it out or put it on your phone, whatever you need to do, it's going to be very, very important that everybody, you know, learns that song and has it ready for the Torchlight Rally, for the Torchlight March. Basically, the way everything's going to work, I'm not going to go through and read all this. I encourage everyone to read this, but what's going to be happening is we're going to be meeting at the McIntyre Park, and then people will be moving either in teams or with a shuttle service that we put together to the park. Now, this is dependent on how the police go, and it depends on which plan we can use and all this other stuff. But basically, that's what the plan is to basically meet there at the McIntyre Park and then drive over. Go over to the Lee Park, but again, it's depending on how the police interact with us and how if we get our vehicles or not, and how that happens. One thing I will say is that if you are coming into town this weekend with a car that has like a Trump sticker on it or a Pepe sticker on it, I would actually encourage everyone to go out and buy like a Hillary sticker or like a Coexist sticker. I would definitely do that just to help, you know, limit any type of parking issues you might have with your car or anything like that. Okay, so leaving the rally, it's going to be important. Everyone, basically, we're going to go back to the rally point and then leave from there, kind of like we did with the Torchlight Park. Okay, so again, read through that kind of detailed stuff, you know, at your own leisure. But the next part is the after party. So essentially, the after party, like, is, you know, it's in trouble. So basically, what's happened is all of the stuff that we had together has been pulled because of the leftists basically going to businesses and telling them to no platform us. And this is in a huge mile radius. So we found alternative places, and they would cancel on us last minute and things like that. So essentially, we know that they've been doing, and we know they've been doing this. I mean, the Charlottesville Business Association, I mean, they always do this where they contact local businesses and tell them what's going on. And they knew they were all going to pull our stuff last minute to not get our money back and all sorts of other fun stuff. So anyway, essentially, if you've purchased a ticket already, then you are going to be able to come to the after party. But we're not going to sell any tickets after this. So essentially, what's going to happen is we're going to have this after party. It's at a smaller venue that we cannot hold. We were originally going to hold 500, 600 people at. And I mean, we just cannot hold that at where we're going now. So we encourage every regional group to basically, hold, your own regional groups or any groups or whatever, to hold your own, after parties if you can. And then if you're someone who, got a ticket, you're still able to come and all this other fun stuff. But basically it's going to be, something that we can't do a whole lot about. The information about where the after party will be and all this other stuff for the people who are able to go will be put out the morning of or possibly like right after the rally, just so everybody knows. Okay, so I'm going to just go right into... Hold on one second. I'm going to go ahead and go over this last piece here, and then I'm going to open this up for questions. Okay, so the basic plan that matters is that 9:30, we're meeting at Nameless Field tomorrow night to do the torchlight, okay? 9:30, don't show up earlier than that. And also, obviously, don't show up late. The next day, we're going to be going to McIntyre Park and then Lee Park, okay? And the time at which you get to McIntyre Park could be 6 a.m., could be 10 a.m., it will be put out in the Discord and letting everybody know. And it's going to be basically up to you guys to like disseminate that to whoever you need to, and basically like let people know what's going on.
Yeah, if you don't have the Discord app on your phone, get it.
100%. That's a good point. Okay. The main thing here is going to be to like basically keep checking communications, stay safe, obviously, and just be ready for change, guys. I mean, this is kind of how Auburn went. We're like in the final hour, we won the court case, kind of thing. So, I mean, that could happen here, and, like, things could go very smoothly. We could go to court, we could lose, and they could basically determine that, you have no right to leave McIntyre Park, like I said, like the Red Plant stuff. So just be very, very cognizant of what's going on in Discord, in the announcement section, and just, like, the general kind of networking thing. I will say this, like, a lot of people are worried about, like, oh, what if someone's not in the Discord, or oh, what if someone's not networking, or hey, like, I represent 12 people or whatever. I would say, like, from now on, like, the alt-right guys, like, you have to network. It's going to be very, very important as moving forward that, if you are someone who wants to go to these types of events and be part of this stuff, that you get in networks, get vetted and all this other stuff, because, it's just the nature of kind of, like, these, leftist infiltrators and stuff like that, that we can't just basically, like, tweet out, hey, guys, meeting at Nameless Field to do the Torchlight Rally. So just be aware of that, like, it's only going to get more exclusive, so you have to be in one of these you have to be in a network to basically, get communication, things like that. So with that being said, it's 9:34 right now. I'm going to open up to questions right now.
Couple things.
Hold on a second. What?
I just had a couple things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Make a lot of friends. Like, you can make lifelong friends at events like these, so make as many friends as you can. If you don't have a phone, you can't add phone numbers if you don't have a phone. If you do have a phone and you're comfortable with it, add people's phone numbers.
Well, you can also do Google phone numbers too, guys. So if you make yourself a Google number beforehand, then you can just give people that, and then you can disconnect it later.
To social media, there's two hashtags that are going to be used. Probably the one that'll be trending is Charlottesville. That's the one both the left and the right are probably going to use. The one that we're going to be using is Unite the Right. That's going to be our hashtag. Anytime you want to take a picture, upload a stream, upload a video, dump it into that hashtag. That's very, very important. That's it.
Cool. Okay, guys. So any questions, basically, like, don't all talk over each other. And, like, look, if you've got, like, a question that's, like, argumentative or drama, like, just don't even bring it up. These are questions for, like, the good of the group, okay? So, if anyone has any questions, let's hear them.
Is it all right if we live stream the Torch event?
Yes, that's going to be okay. We're going to be filming it anyway, so yeah, that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Are the ticket sales already cut off for the after party, or is it after today?
Look, I'll say right now, if you are in this chat, you do it like in the next 5 fucking minutes. Like, look, guys, I know it sucks, but it is what it is. It's just really tough because of the situation we're in. This is kind of why, I don't know how we're going to fix this probably in the future, but whenever we do public events like this, like, they are going to shut us down, or they're going to try to shut us down until we start doing something about it, which is something we're working on, obviously.
And this is actually the importance of getting into the groups. If you network, you'll be able to do it, because in the future, we're not openly planning these. Like, we're not announcing these events 3 months ahead of time. So if you're inside our networks, you'll be able to go to these things.
Yeah, I have one. If we initially march on code green or code yellow and we're ordered to disperse, what do you want us to do?
There's plans in place for that.
So if we're just... Listen, the one of the big things will basically be, you will know who's basically, like, part of, like, the security or leadership or whatever. You will know on the ground who that is, and they will basically, for the first rule is to follow what the police say. I mean, we're not the left, we're not Antifa, we're not here to say, like, fuck the police or whatever. Like, if the police tell us to disperse, obviously if it's, like, a Plan Red kind of thing and we're, like, going there in, like, civil disobedience, that's one thing. But, like, if we're at our rally in, like, a green situation where we were given our permit back, and, like, the police tell us to disperse or whatever happens, like, we need to basically follow what the police say at first, or, yeah, so the primary or whatever, but, like, also pay attention to what, like, the leadership is saying. So, like, I will be there, and we will make those calls as they happen. Like, if an Antifa person, like, throws a bottle of water into the crowd, and then the police are like, oh, we're breaking this up now. Like, fuck you, police. Like, no, that's not happening kind of thing. So, yeah, we'll just play it by ear. It's going to be... We have a lot of plans in place for that kind of stuff, though.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah, basically, guys, the key is in a situation like that where we do have to disperse and a disperse order is given, it isn't going to be everybody disperse, we're gassing you in 15 seconds. They're going to give us a little bit of time to get out, and the key with it is that as we're getting out, we need to stay together in a group, because that's the type of thing where somebody gets jumped and gets fucked up.
Were people muted by the mod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, unmute them if they...
Yeah, they already did.
Okay.
They can unmute themselves.
Yeah, you guys can unmute yourselves.
I have a question. What are the, suspected legal ramifications for Plan Red, like, if you, like, say more on that?
Well, it depends on what they say, right? So, like, if they say anyone who is, like, an alt-right person or whatever who tries to get to Lee Park will be arrested, like, I mean, they'll probably charge you with, like, what? Like, a misdemeanor kind of thing?
You'll probably be trespassing.
Respectfully, sir, I might be able to answer that.
Go ahead.
If... There's two possibilities. They could declare it an unlawful assembly, which is the best for our side, or they could declare it a riot. Most likely, initially, they will declare it an unlawful assembly, in which case, the most you're honestly probably looking at is a fine, unless you are carrying a firearm. Not to counter-signal firearms, I love guns myself, but if we are declared an unlawful assembly and you are carrying a firearm, you are caught, you are... If it's declared a riot, for anyone not carrying weapons, it's still not that big of a deal. It's still a misdemeanor. You'll still probably just be fine. But once again, if you're carrying any kind of weapon, you'll probably...
That's what happened in D.C.
a firearm in that sort of situation where it's a unlawful assembly or a riot that automatically upgrades into a felony, doesn't
it? Yes, sir, it does. 10 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, basically in a Code Red situation, God, nobody should be carrying firearms or anything like that because you know you're going into it to get arrested.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave my gun home this time.
People should carry. I mean, if you want to and you need to, that's one thing, but like, if you're like thinking about it, just don't.
As somebody who is planning to carry, I will say I have full faith in our security teams. I'm sure that the organizers have people that will be armed and ready to defend us if that horrible reality comes to pass.
Yeah, there's definitely people there with guns that are trained and all the other fun stuff. So, like, you just, I don't know. I agree with Wyatt. Like, I'm not bringing a gun. I mean, I was in the fucking army and shit, and like, I've got guns, but I'm not bringing any of them. So, I mean, I just don't see the point in bringing one. But there's so many people, and like, it's just gonna be hard to have bad things happen. The other thing too is like, I'm not afraid of Antifa either. But I mean, obviously, maybe that sounds stupid, but whatever. Is there any more questions?
It's Chef.
What's up, Chef?
Hey, I just need to talk to you immediately when you're available, please.
All right.
I have a quick question.
What's up?
There have been talks of, like, if our permits get denied and we still go to the park, there have been talks of, like, leftists basically trying to rally and actually deny entry to the park, and seeing their predicted numbers, they absolutely have the ability to do that. What's the protocol there? Like, are we shoving our way into the park, or what happens if they try to physically block us?
Well, depends. So if it's us getting there, we're basically, if we don't have the permit and they're just going to let us go at 6 a.m., then it's going to be basically getting there and securing the ground as early as we possibly can, with as many people as we possibly can. If it's basically the Code Red situation where, like, the police might be hostile or whatever, then it's going to, or, you know, keeping everyone out of the park or whatever it is, it's going to be like a play-by-ear situation. There is a good chance that we are going to, I shouldn't say that. I don't think there's actually any chance that the police would let us march right into them. I've been at these things before. I can't imagine a scenario where they would let us do that or let that happen, kind of thing. So it's going to be kind of something that's getting played by ear, but we have lots of contingency plans for when, if shit hits the fan and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I've got a question about how much time do you anticipate from the end of the rally to us breaking down the equipment? Actually getting shuttled out in the area. I just foresee the most likely chance of any violence outbreaking is going to be at the end of the rally between my own group.
To whoever is speaking, you are practically silent.
I hear him.
Yeah, I can hear him.
In my own group, we had came up with our own rally point, but I'm just wondering if you could just give me a guesstimate as to how much time you think is going to happen in between the end of the rally to us being shuttled out.
It really depends on whether we go playing yellow or playing green. They have two different timelines. And until we see the situation on the ground, it's something that we're going to know.
I got one quick question. I showed up a little late. Is there going to be a breakdown of these color-coded plans laid out somewhere?
Not to anybody except who needs to know.
Okay, I'll ask around.
Where can I find the lyrics to Dixie?
We're going to put it in the announcements channel, the ones that we're going to go with.
Not knowing Dixie by heart, 2017.
It's a long song.
Well, it's a long song, and there's like lots of different versions, so we have to all pick one version.
I know like the first three verses.
Just well, about how Dixie click triggered me.
Yeah, well, and then you have people like Eli, who's a Yankee, who doesn't even know anything about Dixie.
Oh, there's going to be so many Yankees.
Yeah, I'm a Yankee, and I don't, like, know it yet. It's gonna be weird living in the South, but yeah.
I hate to countersignal you, but Nova is not the South, mate.
No, they're in the South now.
I know it's a minor thing, it's just I don't want us to look silly. And last time, we had to call up to memorize the lyrics for a month, and people were like, making like noises until it got to the chorus. Like, we're going to look like goofballs if we try. No one is going to remember these fucking lyrics.
Can I say something really quick? With the League of the South, the National Convention, Patty Tarleton led us in Dixie, and he just did like a pretty short version that was just like the choruses and shit, and like did them a couple times over, and it went over really well. Everybody was able to sing it, but of course that was all Southern people too. But that might be an easy way to do it.
Yeah, I'm tracking on that.
Because Patty Tarleton, I'm just saying he led it, and it worked out really well.
Pick a couple of the best verses, and then print out pamphlets. Just like print out the lyrics. Hand them out.
Yeah, because it was kind of embarrassing last time with us all humming.
Yeah, everybody should have their phones.
Like, most people don't have the memory capacity to remember something like that.
If we should delegate somebody to, I don't know, print out 100 of them.
But people will be able to remember at least the chorus part.
Put them on your CD shorts. We're waiting. A 6-minute song, what are you doing?
Anyone who's driving up, practice on the way. I mean, just
yeah, that
just
would
practice.
Be a fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay, we got it. I got
hey, gentlemen.
What's up?
Yeah, this is Dr. Ferguson. I have a bullhorn that can play MP3s, and I don't know what the protocol is on how you want like music being played by me or anybody else, or just from the stage. But I could play Dixie from the bullhorn anywhere.
We'll let people know if we need to do that the thing. Just bring that stuff just in case. But I don't think we're going to need it.
Okay.
That's a helpful idea because it would mask where people don't know the lyrics.
Yeah, right. Backtrack.
Well, that's something in general that we kind of didn't mention is the fact that if under a situation like a plain yellow situation, there is a contingency plan in which we will not be allowed to set up our sound system in the park because the city or the cops want to be dicks and not let our vehicle through with the sound system or whatever the situation happens to be. So bringing bullhorns in that situation is also a good idea because we're going to have counter protests that are going to have sound systems.
Right. All right. Cool.
How are the laws with megaphones in Virginia?
It's at the police's discretion, really. I mean, they arrested me for using a megaphone recently, the night after the torchlit thing, and that same night, West Bellamy.
Did you say West Bellamy was using
it? Black Lives Matter people were using it. So, like, technically, the police could ring you up for using a bullhorn for disorderly conduct, but really, I mean, it would be pretty ridiculous because, like, half the leftists in the crowd are going to have those damn bullhorns on Saturday.
I'm sure they'll warn you first and not just like arrest or gives you a ticket, arrest you first, you know.
Oh, there's one more thing. Meme Alert. Meme Alert is a local and he is biracial. He is not an infiltrator. He is like he's this awesome kid. And he's got I think
yeah, I should say that though. Look, there might be like non white people in this Discord, and there will be non white people at the thing who are like alt light or like adjacent. Like, you guys don't need to be shitty to them. Again, like, there's, like, a common cause here, so, like, just fucking chill. How funny would it be, and I doubt this will happen, but this happened last time. I mean, we were more diverse in our rally with just Meme Alert than their entire little counter wine fest that they had, so.
West Bellamy is like, there's two black people in Charlottesville.
Actually, no. Sorry, just one thing that I just thought of. What if the Oath Keepers or the alt-light pull some shit? Because they've been doing that lately. Like, the Oath Keepers, at least.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to really deal with them, but just because of, like, the nature of what they're doing. But we are, like, we will know who's an Oath Keeper. Like, it's very obvious who Oath Keepers are. I mean, I've dealt with them a lot in person before. It's very obvious who they are. And we are going to basically, like, you know, we're not including them in our thing. Just because they are so counter,
you know, counter-simulate to us. One thing real quick about the Friday night thing. Don't live stream until we start the actual, like, porch, like, event, like, marching, guys, just so you guys
know. What happened last time is some people showed up, so you don't want them showing up in the middle of it. That'd be a disaster.
I just don't want to deal with it. So, all right, guys, I got, like, 10 more minutes here, and then I have to jump on some calls, so...
So,
just record it, upload it. Don't watch it.
Going back and forth, the beat up in.
Hold on. Stop talking. Everyone stop talking. Stop. Rolf from Cascade. Rolf. Breaking up. Stop talking. You're breaking up very badly.
Your mic sucks, Rolf.
He's probably driving down.
Just boot him. Nah, he's muted now.
Yeah, somebody just. Yo, just message your question. Just message your question to me.
Extra torch.
I'll answer it.
I think he's asking about extra tiki torch fuel.
Yeah, people should be bringing
a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, look, guys, if you like have like some white agency, I mean, if you have like the ability to build, you know, multiple, like a lot of stuff, then do it. Bring your stuff. Bring more stuff than you need. Okay, is there any other questions?
Okay, people are asking me, I don't know why they're asking me, but people are DMing me and asking me, because I guess because I put the PayPal link, like, how is the list working for this after party? People say they donated, how do they make sure? They might have checked where it doesn't show their email, blah, 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 blah.
Look,
I kind of told them that they could probably show the email, like, on their phone or the receipt at the door, maybe? I don't know.
Cass, are you?
Of course, there's an email that you gotta use an email associated with a PayPal account to send it. And besides that, I mean, we don't need to be that strict about, like, did people pay or not. If you say you paid, then I think you paid. You know, we don't just be honorable.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify because people were asking me. I had nothing to do with it. I just linked literally your PayPal out the doc, so.
I just put my name in a note, or my pseudonym that I go by.
Yeah, no one is going to get turned, no one who paid is going to get turned away.
Alright, is there anything else, guys?
Just a little more Lossberging. Do not wear ballistic rented body armor, or helmets.
No helmets?
No, ballistic helmet.
Oh, okay, ballistic helmet.
Nothing with a ballistic rating.
Got it.
Hey, I just jumped in really late, but are we still able to purchase tickets for the after party, or is that done?
No, we have to shut it down.
Okay.
Right now, guys, we're shutting it down. Because, like, look, guys, we just don't have room, so I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
There's going to be tons of parties, that night, I'm sure. I will say this, do not go down, like, to the bar Saturday night after the
party. No, we did a whole podcast on that, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Why can't we wear, like, ballistic rated stuff? Because even a helmet will be counted as body armor, and body armor in Virginia is something you do not want to fuck with.
Basically, if you're going to wear body armor, anything aggressive to ever even be in the ship, that's what it comes down to.
And realistically, even if you don't do anything aggressive, they'll probably still try to fuck you for it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And also, I think the most important part is a ballistic gear isn't really designed for blunt force trauma, which is what you're most likely going to be facing.
If anyone has any other things, like, just go ahead and message me, just let me know what's going on. Message me if you have anything. I need to jump on a couple calls here and take care of some stuff, so, again, everyone just pay attention to what's going on. That other stuff will be out there soon, so you guys can see it all and stuff, and fun stuff like that. So, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. See you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Hey, to the Law Savvy guys, I got a question. This is... relating to like the no body armor thing.
I have a backpack that has a bunch of ghillie on it. It's basically like an assault backpack. Of course, it's not, obviously, it's not a weapon or body armoring in any way. It just, it looks scary. Is there any problem with that?
No, there's no problem with any of it.
If it's a backpack that can accept a ballistic plate, you cannot have a ballistic plate in it, because those do exist. Backpacks can take.
Okay, thank you.
Is this only for like plate stuff, or so? I have a level 2 stat vest that I often have.
So the way the body armor laws work in Virginia is it's perfectly illegal to own, wear full body armor. You can wear a whole bomb suit if you want to. But the second you do anything that the police could try to charge you with, like unlawful assembly, everything after that becomes a felony.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do not, I just wouldn't, I would rather get shot, honestly.
Okay, and then what about shields? Is that
if they're ballistic rated, if they're ballistically rated, then same thing.
If you're autistic enough to have a ballistic rated shield, don't bring it.
Quick question. I got in here a little late. I apologize. I had to work, but I just heard it's official. The after party is off.
Yeah, all tickets are gone.
Yeah, if you haven't already bought a ticket, then basically it's over. If you have bought a ticket, those tickets will be honored.
Okay.
Can we wear a motorcycle helmet if it has a clear like visor? Would that be kind of like considered a face covering?
At your own risk. Prosecutor's discretion.
The problem with motorcycle helmets is you can get your neck broken.
Same with neckties. I wouldn't wear a necktie if I were you, in case they grab it.
Who wears neckties like willingly though?
Let me ask you about
these IE people.
Until I thought about that.
If only part of my group bought tickets, but the other one didn't. Only the people who bought tickets.
Guys, no more after party talk. Just stop. We will give information about the after party. Here, there's still developing things going.
One more clarification. So, it's not just rifle play. It's any type of ballistic rating, even like level 2 or like level 1 heavy weapon stuff.
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
What about like a riot shield?
Do you want to be the ask yourself?
That's not ballistic.
What you have to ask yourself is, do you want to be the case law?
Yeah.
If you want to be the case law, bring it.
But I mean, is like a regular
TLDR, if you are not like a Virginia resident who is like read up on this shit, who carries this shit all the time, you probably shouldn't be wearing it.
A non-ballistic, like basic bitch riot shield, from my interpretation of the law, and I'm not a lawyer, should.
Yeah, mine's a nice basic bitch riot shield, so I should be good.
The only thing that you should be aware about that is if you use it as a weapon, it now becomes a weapon.
Yeah, if you hit somebody in the teeth with that shield, that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Okay. Well, I mean, wouldn't basically any shield be considered a weapon at that point?
Use a shield as a weapon, period.
Gotcha.
Use the shield to block bricks, that's about it.
Gotcha.
The thing is, though, you're going to have a lot of autism on the other side. Brittany, not funny. You're going to have a lot of autism on the other side. Some screaming little Latina bitch comes at you and knocks her teeth on your riot shield. That means you hit her, and you're going to get in trouble for the weapons. That's the thing about shields.
But I mean, so that's the case with any kind of shield, not just a riot shield.
Any shield.
I mean, I'm using riot shields generically.
Any object that you hold in your hand and you hit somebody with is basically a deadly weapon, unless it's a pool noodle.
Wow, I didn't realize Virginia was crazier than California.
That's a universal federal law.
Yeah, it's pretty universal.
Yeah, that's pretty much common law stuff.
I live in North Carolina, and I've always known Virginia to be kind of like cuggy when it comes to any kind of weapons, especially when it involves guns, but I've always known them to be that way with weapons.
Virginia's pretty good when it comes to guns, actually. They're not really weird when it comes to knives.
They're basically common. Virginia is basically a common law state, guys. So if it follows common law, then that's what it is. Same with North Carolina. North Carolina's laws are this pretty much the exact same as Virginia as far as all of these things are concerned. It's just this event isn't happening in North Carolina, so we aren't talking about North Carolina law.
Nice. I didn't realize that, living in North Carolina.
And again, it's also a context. Context is everything. If I were to go out tonight and get an altercation and shoot somebody in self-defense, is a totally different scenario than I go out tomorrow night in Charlottesville and shoot somebody in self-defense, right? It's all about perception. It's literally a perception issue. The two exact same scenarios on two different nights in the same city are going to be viewed totally differently because of the nature of this. So just keep that in mind when you're talking about this stuff.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, if anybody has any other questions, I can try to help. I might not know the answer, but...
One thing I would say to people carrying pepper spray, or bringing pepper spray, if you're flying on an airline and you intend to bring pepper spray, be very careful about what you bring. I was going to bring OC, but my shit's too high rated. I can't. It has to be 2% or less, 4 ounces or less.
Somebody just told me that the permit has already been reinstated. Is there any truth to
where?
That?
Where did you see that?
I don't know.
There's been nothing in leadership about it.
That's just what somebody just randomly told me in a message on Facebook. So I don't know if there's any truth. That's why I was asking.
I need a link to that if it's true.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. I'll ask and post it in the general chat and see if I can find anything.
No, what happened was tonight we got the loss. So we don't know.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Hey, gentlemen. While we're talking about pepper spray or possibly being pepper sprayed or going through CS gas, would you want to combat the effects of it? I would say something acidic, like Coca-Cola, like a bottle of Coke. If you pour that over your face, it will disable some of the sting. Something acidic, like lemon water, or something like that.
You just want to put lemon
in there. Can I get jump water?
I've heard
Coke and Johnson's baby shampoo is what you want to bring if you're worried about being sprayed.
And I was just about to say Johnson's.
More importantly than that, if you wear contact lenses and you're going to be on the front line, do not bring contact lenses. If you get sprayed with contact lenses in, you're going to have a real bad day.
Adam, what about ski goggles? Are those going to be allowed? Or?
Again, that comes down to case law. Do you want to be the case law?
I don't.
So I have a pretty nice first aid kit. Is there anything specific that I should bring in case shit hits the fan?
Are you a medic?
I mean, I'm not like a trained EMT or anything, but I'm an EMT.
Then you should bring an IFAC. Like, seriously, if you're concerned about that type of thing, bring it up. There's going to be so much EMS around, it's not even funny. The only thing we're doing is stabilizing until we can get the CASA back.
Cool. Thank you.
Speaking of which, who do I talk to get added to the medic list? I'm a trained EMTB.
Do you want to be on the
list? Ask and not help.
Gotcha.
Well, who's that talking?
It's a Grenadier. I'm going to be bringing mostly trauma stuff.
Alright, I'll add you there. Hold on. Where's you? Just speak for a couple seconds.
I see him.
Grenadier. G-R-E.
I'm doing it, Wyatt.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
I'll be carrying water and trauma supplies. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, we're going to attempt to have a bunch of water there. Sam's Club tomorrow night. Probably buy like 10 cases of water. But a lot of logistical stuff really depends on whether or not the cops let us drive our truck through the cordon or not.
Yeah, legal Aaron, you might have been fine in Pikeville with that. You might be fine in Charlottesville with that. But I would not want to be the guy that finds out I'm not okay. Well, it's a complicated circle.
I'm sorry, I got disconnected for a second. What was that?
And just somebody posted a picture with like a helmet and like goggles.
Yeah,
depends on the DA's discretion.
Yeah, that is so. So just to give you guys an idea of like fucked up the mask laws in Virginia, they literally had to write an exception into the law in a couple of years ago, because during the winter, people were jogging with, like, people were doing those, like, there's no oxygen, the things, you know.
Yeah, the altitude mask.
Yeah, the altitude mask, and, like, five or six people got arrested and charged with the no mask law.
It comes down to, you have to decide between what you value more, your physical safety or your legal safety. Personally, I value my legal safety more.
I think it depends a lot on the situation, too, and the threat level, right?
Of course. In this scenario, I don't think Antifa is going to bust out anything that's going to kill me. I mean, they're fucking Antifa.
Knocking on wood, Goy.
Yeah, the main thing, I don't want to get stuck. That's one thing I'm not.
If Antifa shoots somebody, they'll be labeled a terrorist organization.
Whoever said they worried about getting stuck, I can kind of white pill you on that. Your chances of getting a transmutable disease from getting stuck are incredibly low.
That's not true.
It is very true.
I was worried about that. I was more worried about that than anything else.
Your chances of contracting a communicable disease like HIV from a needle stick are infinitesimally.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel so much better about you.
What are the situations with the bathrooms? Are we doing right wing bathrooms for us or anything?
Right-wing tactical
upper deckers.
You know, the Australians have a pretty good solution with this sort of thing. Involves
designated streets.
Yeah, it involves keg buckets, a thing made out of plywood, a little tarp, and then some sawdust. Seems to work pretty good.
We can't do that shit that's a good way to get a show it now.
Well, these sex offenders.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, so Virginia is one of those states where, like, if you go piss in public, you know, piss on the wall in public, you can't be labeled a sex offender.
That's pretty much everywhere.
Fuck, guys, we're all gonna get arrested and killed.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? Is you gotta choose your risk level at some point, right? Any state, you know, if they want to get you for something, they will get you for something.
Yep, that's the truth. I work at the police lineups and all that.
Pranked. My plan is literally to stand there, listen to speeches, and use my shield to block bricks. That's it. That feels when you realize that your larky blacksmith friend was right about chainmail.
I remember someone asking a while back, is somebody breaking horses? Because that would be totally badass.
Yeah, they're called the cops.